Hey, Trey here. Two things. First, I'm not sure if you know it, but Us and Them was honored with four Associated Press Broadcasters Awards, including one for excellence in public service through journalism. Second, it's the time for the Spring Pledge Drive at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. And if you value the work that our Us and Them team does in telling the stories about the things that divide Americans, would you consider making a pledge of support to West Virginia Public Broadcasting? You can call or text to 1-800-RADIO-87, or you can go online to WV Public and find the little red button at the upper right-hand corner. And when you pledge, let them know where you live and that you're a listener of Us and Them. Doing this would be a big help for our show and the other great programming at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. And thank you so much. Hey, Trey here. With an update on a story the Us and Them team has followed for the past few years, it's about James Means, a 15-year-old boy who was gunned down in my hometown of Charleston, West Virginia. We expected a murder trial late this summer, but instead, there's a surprise outcome to this case. First, a little background. James Means was shot and killed in November 2016 by William Pulliam, who was 62 years old at the time. The case got a lot of national attention, partly because Pulliam is white and Means was black. It was one of a number of shootings that focused on questions about racial injustice in our court system. We've kept our eye on this story partly because it received so much national coverage. Early on, that spotlight was fueled by a comment William Pulliam made after he was arrested and confessed to the shooting. He told the arresting officer, "The way I see it, that's another piece of trash off the streets." After multiple delays in the case, interest seemed to wane, but we wanted to see this story to its conclusion. We followed the case through the delays and talked to members of the Means family about how the process has made them feel about the justice system. The case appears to have come to a conclusion. Instead of a murder trial, William Pulliam, who is now 65 years old, has agreed to plead guilty to second-degree murder. I was in the courtroom when prosecutors, the defense team, and the judge announced the outcome. It was a surprise to me and to the victim's family, including James Means' mother, Faye Atkins.
I just feel like it should have went to trial. I truly think it should have went to trial. I feel like nobody wanted to go through all the hard work of being here every day or going through the trials or picking a jury. So they just did something. They just did a pick and quick, real easy.
For the first time, William Pulliam talked at length in court as he agreed to plead guilty to second-degree murder. Judge Charles King asked Pulliam multiple times if he understood the agreement and the rights he was giving up. Pulliam responded clearly as he answered the judge's questions. In past hearings, Pulliam's mental competency had been called into question. Faye Atkins says Pulliam seemed clear about what was happening.
He didn't say he was sorry. He didn't have no remorse. The judge didn't let us speak on our behalf. And then what got me is, y'all say that this man was incompetent, but this man understood everything that everybody was saying in the courtroom.
Right after the shooting, some wondered if the death of James Means could prompt a repeat of protests over racially charged cases. Charleston's community leaders were bracing for activists like Al Sharpton and Malik Shabazz to come to the city to press for racial justice. But delays stretched out the process and seemed to dampen public interest. At one point, Pulliam was declared incompetent to stand trial. Then, after his competency was restored, Pulliam fired his attorneys and requested new representation. Through all the delays, the Means family said they were losing confidence in the process. They have said repeatedly they believe they were getting a different kind of justice than a white family would receive in a similar situation. The trial, scheduled for early August, was expected to begin with procedural motions and jury selection. In fact, reporters and the Means family were told not even to come to court early on. As attorneys and Judge King worked out a plea deal, the judge tried to make sure that William Pulliam understood it. At one point, the judge said, "Is there anything I can do to change your mind?" Pulliam replied, "Not that I can think of, unless you've got a better deal." It was such an unexpected response. Several in the courtroom laughed out loud. When Faye Adkins heard it, she dropped her head to her hands and started crying. The sentencing guidelines for second-degree murder range from 10 to 40 years. The judge will announce a sentencing hearing date in a few weeks. That's when the Means family will be able to make victim impact statements to the court. James Means' mother, Faye Adkins, says that she looks forward to being heard. As I sat in the courtroom and watched the judge and lawyers discuss a plea agreement for William Pulliam, I realized it felt like an unexpected conclusion. And it was happening in a courtroom with very few observers or reporters. I remembered the early frenzy, competing with reporters from CNN just to talk to Faye Adkins. At that time, the Means family was overwhelmed and needed time to grieve. Now they still have a lot of grief to process, but there are few around to hear their pain and frustration. The initial outrage of a highly publicized case like this must often yield to a justice process that is designed to punish crime with a deliberate, methodical approach. As we pointed out in a previous episode, our justice system can be a prime example of the us and them divide. We see cases from all over the country where different people receive different forms of justice. Faye Adkins and the other members of the Means family say they don't think the plea feels like justice. But the legal system can sometimes become a process that gets lost in translation. That can happen when the steps involved in complex cases are not clearly explained. When the system is confusing, how can you expect people to have faith in it? When some people aren't well served, none of us are.
In difficult times, music gives us peace, brings us together, and helps heal us. It calms our nerves and brightens our days. That's why we're bringing you classic episodes of Mountain Stage on air and in our podcast. This is Larry Gross, host of Mountain Stage. Find something that's familiar or brand new and feel the power of live music on our website, mountainstage.org.
You've been listening to Us and Them. Our show was written and produced by me, Trey Kay, and Kate Smith. Michael Lipton and Tristan Lozow wrote and performed the Us and Them show music. Mark Lerner designed our logo. The marvelous people at PRX and West Virginia Public Broadcasting make Us and Them possible. So do grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the West Virginia Humanities Council, the CRC Foundation, and the Daywood Foundation. Us and Them was originally developed with assistance from the mentorship program at AIR, the Association for Independence in Radio. We'll see you next time on Us and Them.
Support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.